5 articles will be on the warrant when Duxbury holds their special town meeting tonight. And joining us this morning with a preview of that meeting is Town Manager Rainey Reed. Mr. Reed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on, Dan.
So, as I said, 5 articles on the warrant. Which ones do you think are going to generate the most debate and discussion?
Of the 5, I think it'll be the first one that we'll have some conversation about it, which is a conservation land purchase on Old Cordwood Path near the Marshfield town line. I think the discussion will be healthy. I think it is the reason that we're having the town meeting in the first place. We're going to hopefully be buying 65 acres of the property, 27 of which are active cranberry bogs, so I think that that will certainly get some discussion. I also think that the environmental assessment for the former Duxbury landfill, or the McNeil dump as it's known, we'll get some conversation going, particularly with respect to the recent concerns with PFAS and water quality issues. And finally, I think the other 2 articles are unpaid bills and supplemental appropriations, which generally don't garner a lot of conversation. There might be some questions, but I think they'll go by pretty quickly. But I think the one that will get the most conversation will be a citizen's petition, which is the 5th and final article, having to do with the use of the DiLorenzo Farm property that the town had voted to purchase at town meeting a couple of years ago, and the Conservation Commission's desire to use 3 acres of that property for agricultural purposes. So I think there'll be conversations about all of them, but the ones that will seek the most information will be 1, 2, and 5.
And will there be any COVID protocols in place for tonight's town meeting?
Yes, sir, there will. We're asking people to wear face masks, particularly if people aren't feeling well, if they're feeling sick or like they have cold-like symptoms, perhaps with a fever, that they probably ought not attend. But we do have the face masks available for those that don't show up with them. The meeting does start at 7 o'clock sharp at the Duxbury Performing Arts Center at 73 Alden Street, and we're looking forward to having a good crowd. We hope to get done probably within an hour or two, and hopefully have everybody home by 9.
So you don't anticipate this going more than one night, then?
I do not. And in speaking with the moderator, I know that he'll be interested in trying to get it done in one evening as well.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.